This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, restaurant names, the green room, and dentistry. It's all coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Five. Are you one of millions of Americans struggling with your weight? Are you tired of those phony diets and impossible workouts that just leave you feeling tired and frustrated? Well, struggle no more. Bob and Tom Laboratories, in conjunction with the country of Mexico, is thrilled to announce a revolution in weight loss. Introducing Montezuma Springs Diet Water. Montezuma Springs Diet Water is all natural, imported directly from wells in Mexico, and it's chock full of hard-working bacterial enteropathogens that help you lose weight the easy way.
Wow.
Montezuma Springs Diet Water is 72% E. coli. That's 72% more than any other diet water on the market. Drink one bottle of Montezuma Springs Diet Water, and within hours, you'll be wiping away those extra pounds.
I've lost 20 pounds and most of my dignity by drinking Montezuma Springs Diet Water. Plus, I get plenty of exercise running back and forth to the John. I'm going to look great for spring break. Cabo, here I come. Oh God, I gotta go.
I had my 25th high school reunion coming up, and I wanted to look good. But I didn't have time to get back into shape. That's when I heard about Montezuma Springs Diet Water. In high school, I had been voted most likely to make a big splash. Oh. And boy, did I ever, right there on the dance floor at my high school reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Montezuma Springs.
Warning, Montezuma Springs Diet Water may cause bloating, gas, oily discharge, and the frequent need to jettison your trousers. Trot over to your nearest convenience store and ask for the restroom keys. Ask for Montezuma Springs Diet Water, not affiliated with Hershey Syrup or with Squirt, the soft drink.
Oh.
Ah, that is good stuff.
Holy sh**. I gotta go.
If you've got some flabby thighs and you hate to exercise, Montezuma, Montezuma. If you want to lose some weight, doesn't matter what you ate, Montezuma, Montezuma.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
What have I done?
Hello, Christy.
Hello, Chick.
There's Pat Godwin.
Hey, Chick.
Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
Oh, that's the cool Willie.
He missed it.
Oh, hey, man.
Missed
there's
what?
Josh. There's Ace. Hey. Fill us in, Tom. What's going on?
Well, you were just singing
music from the great band. The Association.
Windy. Everyone knows
it's
going to
be windy in a lot of spots this next 24 hours. Yeah.
Or the way NBC News does it in the evenings. 78 million people are affected.
Yeah. No joke.
I'm a big fan of the band, The Association.
I
love Cherish.
Yeah, that was a
good one. I love
Cherish is the word I'll never say in front of you.
I don't know that one. I know Windy because there's a, we do graces. Like at camp, we'd sing grace before meals. Uh-huh. And there was a, thanks be to God, the Father Almighty. Thanks be to God, the giver of bread.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Did they do a version of Enter the Young?
No, they didn't.
That's Tom's favorite.
We're trying to stay away from that.
Yeah. I love that song.
Chick, you started this.
There is a burger. I'm that's kind of square. Everybody knows this.
Wendy's.
Well, that got me thinking, Pat. I'm glad you brought that up. Huh. If you ever go to one of those restaurants where they do the themed food and all the dishes are named after some theme, it'll be
the rock and egg roll, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What if there was a Bob and Tom show themed restaurant? Like obviously you could have a pizza would be Krusty Lee.
Here come the mine would be these liquor soap.
There we go.
No.
Maybe the Patty G melt.
Oh yeah,
that's I like good. That. Good.
See.
That's
and you could and the chicken patties or something. What would be a good one for McGee here?
What?
Yeah, if you had to be a restaurant item,
a
named
themed
after
restaurant
you.
After me, the chick patty. Chicken.
There you
chicken,
go.
Chick patty.
You can have the hamburger or you can have a chicken patty. We call it the chick size.
I do the Willie cheesesteak.
What would Josh be?
I like the Willie cheesesteak.
Cheese good. Thanks, right there.
And the patty, was it the Patty G melt?
Yeah, I like that.
That's nice. The Krusty Lee pizza. Josh, any thoughts for you?
Krusty Lee.
Wait a minute. What was for Krusty?
The pizza, the Krusty Lee.
Krusty Lee is what?
Yeah.
Krusty Lee.
I'm not crusty.
I know you're not. I've been there.
No, it's your...
You're...
I've been there.
You're a big liar.
You know I'm not.
Yes, I know you're a liar.
Tell the world, you don't like Krusty Lee, the pizza?
Whatever you like.
No, I mean, you can invent your own dish. What would you want it to be?
I don't know.
The Monte Cristi?
Oh, I like
that's good,
better.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
good.
Love Monte
Josh,
Christos.
Have you thought of one for yourself?
My name doesn't necessarily lend itself to food.
Yeah.
Arnold.
How about an Arnold bar?
I thought Eggs Benedict for a second because Benedict Arnold, but that's kind of messy.
Yeah.
Okay. There. Yeah.
How about Josh.
Joshy, like a slushy? No?
Maybe. The Benedict's Arnold works.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Is this the Bob and Tom restaurant?
Yeah, we're trying to.
What is your food?
I don't know. Ace, do you have anything?
An ace potato?
Ace potato.
Yeah, I was going to say ace cream, but that sounds kind of gross.
Or Cosby chowder.
Tom, yours could be the Tom Griz Waldorf salad.
Oh, there you go.
Let's try to stay away from.
Well, he started this whole thing.
Cosby, if you don't
know. No, I liked it. I would try.
Yeah, Cosby chowder. It doesn't have clams. It has quaaludes.
No, you get really sleepy.
Cosby Mai Tai.
One cup of Cosby chowder and you're asleep before you can finish it.
Okay. No, I have another idea.
You'd have the Ace Cosby soup of the day.
Oh, yeah.
In line with the joke of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Or not.
I know, I'd get on board.
I mean, I'm trying to play along.
Yeah, okay.
I give you kudos for trying.
Joshy jerk chicken.
Joshy jerk chicken?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I see.
No. It would have to be Tom's a jerk chicken.
Give it to Ace, though. That's the stuff Tom was looking for.
Insults. Yes, as opposed to being a jerk, jerking would be the...
Right.
So jerking chicken, would that be what it would be? We'll have to give this some thought. I'm sure that...
We did.
Yeah,
we did.
I think it needs more thought.
Whore Lover's Pizza.
That's right.
But you really do love setting a premise for all of us to play in.
And then being annoyed by it.
Yes, and going, you know what, I'll write about this. And then you email some guy and come back with terrible ones tomorrow.
I know it'll be Monday. Okay.
You're breaking down the curtain there, Willie.
Too much.
And I've noticed something.
What?
It seems that you guys think that the green room, all bets are off when it comes to a proper office behavior.
Okay, well, should I quote you in the last conversation we had?
Doubt it. What did I say?
Oh, I go, I believe we're having pie today. Christy said, I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I believe we're having pie today.
And I said, what flavor?
And Tom said, fur pie.
Yeah, he sure did.
Now, is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. I think that some of you guys think that when you're in the green room, the decorum just ceases to exist.
Wait a minute.
Well, you can say whatever you're trying to throw us under the bus.
When has decorum ever been in this building? Ever? I think the green room is.
Now, did you hear
fair.
Something that you objected to, or
no? It just dawned on me when I said that with some of the things.
But I thought to me that when I said that, I should chastise all of you.
I'm just warning you. Try to clean it up in there. Okay, sorry.
That's the cleanest it's been in there for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about don't do what I do what I say. Yeah. Yes.
This is like when he crashed on my dirt bike and then took my dirt bike away because it was too dangerous.
Very good.
Did he really do that?
Just because you shattered your humerus into 60 pieces.
Well, it's because a guy drove into me with a golf cart. Never mind. Let's just get back to the news desk with Krusty Lee.
If you've ever been less than truthful in the dentist chair, you're not alone. A new poll out there reveals over half of people lie about their oral health.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I go to the dentist, yeah, I never cheat, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I floss every day.
So the polling companies run out of questions. Is that right?
2,000 Americans were surveyed, and it was commissioned by Aspen Dental. And it found over half of Americans confess they don't regularly floss. 60% of people lie about their dental hygiene, though, during dental appointments. Nearly half believe their dentist can see right through their lies, though. Well, of course, they're looking in your mouth.
It's why I don't lie to the
lies.
But, I mean, the percentage that do is amazing.
Yeah.
65% of respondents said they do feel guilty about their dishonesty. What? Millennials, 30%, Gen X, 30%, felt the least guilty about lying through their teeth compared to older Americans.
We have the same dentist. I like our dentist.
I do, too. Alex is a great guy.
Alex is a great guy. And he gets all these awards.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, ironically, his biggest award is on a plaque.
There is some irony there.
Pretty good. You like that?
You probably said.
You're laughing at that. All right.
That was kind of funny.
Of those who lied to their dentist, 1 in 3 said they did so because they did not want their dentist to think less of them.
No, I don't lie to dentists. I don't lie to doctors. It's all...
There's two people you lie to.
Who?
Two people you lie to.
Go ahead, Pat.
Your girlfriend and the police. That's it.
You're listening to Irish Wisdom.
About 25% of those polled said anxiety is keeping them from visiting the dentist at all. And 70% said they brush their teeth for less than 2 minutes during a standard brushing session. Oh. That's why you need one of the machines.
That's what I do, It tells me.
Oh,
yeah.
It's standard, 27 minutes.
Whoa!
Yeah, you get in there,
13 and a half minutes upper, 13 and a half minutes lower.
You may lose a tooth, but they're clean.
So what do you mean you have the machine?
I have a Sonicare.
Yeah, the Sonicare.
The machine,
And it beeps at 30 seconds, so you know to move.
I think it's 2.5 minutes or 3. I forget exactly what it is. But
it tells you when to move to the next quadrant.
Exactly.
Now, are you like me? I have at least 5 different types of toothpaste.
No.
I just have 2.
One.
What kind do you have?
Crest something, and then a whitening one, and you use them together.
Oh, wow. So it's like doing body work in a car?
Maybe.
You put the two together, mix them up.
You kind of do, Smile Actives, I think, is the second one.
Mm. Yeah. Do you put the toothpaste in your mouth, or do you put it on the brush?
On the brush.
On the brush. I'm not a
heathen. You put it in your mouth?
Yeah. I got to tell you, I do the same thing.
No, you don't. Really?
Every morning. Yeah, we've talked about
it. Hey, whatever works for you.
Do you also put ketchup in your mouth when you eat a burger? That's psycho.
Yes.
Nope, I'm not above that, though. That's
sounds like a great idea.
Now, do you brush your teeth in the shower?
Sounds okay. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Do you really?
Absolutely.
You're eating something and you go, this isn't salty enough, lean your head back and salt it up?
No, I've not done that.
Pour salt in your mouth? No.
I know that practice exists because I watched you. But.
That's like eating a chicken wing and taking the ranch like a shot. That's nuts.
Wait a minute. Sounds like a good idea. I think more people probably lie at the dentist than at the doctor.
Probably.
There's something about it. I guess you're kind of embarrassed that you're not flossing enough.
A few years ago, look, I was not good at flossing in my 20s, early 30s. But then I went, this is so stupid that I'm not flossing. And I started flossing. And, man, I love it. I can't go at night now without.
And you came in the other day after going to the dentist and said, isn't it great? I just feel so great about
my
teeth.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like torture anymore.
Right.
Remember, I was here last week and I went to the dentist and I go, yeah, they got on me about flossing. And I go, I'm never going to floss. And you go, oh, no, you will start flossing. And I was shocked by it.
I think you will.
I don't want to. It feels dumb. It feels stupid. I hate it.
It's not a laziness thing?
No, I don't want to like listen to my fifth grade health teacher. Get out of here.
What if they made those flossing sticks with nicotine?
Oh, yeah. Give me one of those. Give me three of those. You kidding me?
We may have just had a great invention.
They do toothpicks that you can soak in stuff like that, and you can really get in there. Yeah.
Wow. Because we were talking about the Zyn tablets.
Yeah, they're not tablets.
Or packets, rather. Yeah. That might work. That'd get you flossing away if you got your dose of nicotine. Don't you think, Christy?
No. Well, you're asking the wrong person. I wouldn't know.
Okay. You never smoked, right? Never
I
smoked?
Didn't say that.
Oh.
I usually like when I was drinking. What?
I like those flossing sticks.
But you drink all the time, though.
Yeah, Pat, if I'm not here, I'm drinking. That's exactly right.
That's what we heard.
Now, I'd like a drink. Who else?
Yeah.
Crack one up. Am I the only one that, Willie, I do not brush my teeth in the morning.
What?
I don't.
Before you come here?
Right.
It ruins your coffee.
Well, why would I brush my teeth when 15 minutes later I'm going to have a cup of coffee?
Because
you work with people.
Sitting in there all night and it's been...
But I brushed my teeth right before I went to sleep.
No, it's like Studio 54 for germs. No, it's like a nightclub.
I'm not too worried about it.
We are.
Have you guys ever experienced me coming in and you're like, oh, God, Josh's breath is awful?
Well, I don't get that close to you.
Right.
Every day.
Yeah. Well, how come you don't say it?
Because it's
I don't want to hurt your feelings, stinky breath.
I mean, it's horrible.
But I think, Tom, you recently read something.
Yeah, and here's it's the question. Should you brush your teeth before or after breakfast? And Willie's right. It's overnight. You got a little party going on in that mouth of yours.
Yeah, but after breakfast, I could see. But you don't. I mean, you go 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah, I brush after lunch and after dinner and when I go to bed.
Oh. That's it, twice.
Yeah.
Not in the morning.
This says experts recommend brushing before breakfast. Plaque-causing
bacteria.
I go to the bacteria. Plaque-causing bacteria grows in our mouths as we sleep.
Yes.
Okay.
That's everyone knows that.
I don't think it causes that much plaque.
Well, yes.
I'll be honest. If Dennis were being honest, they would say that.
Go like this. Do that with your hands some morning.
This gets very complicated. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's right.
Well, I just started the water pick thing. I'd never done that before.
That's what I do. I thought that was good. I thought it was good to go with that. And they go, no, you need the real floss. The water pick is like a pre-workout. It gets everything loose, but then you have to go in there with the actual string.
Yeah, but I didn't know. It took me, what did I tell you, months before I realized, oh, you could put warm water in there, and because that really cold water is just awful on your gums.
Warm water, a little mouthwash, too.
That's what
you feeling
Josh turned me on that.
Yeah, well, Josh told me that that's what he used before he had the bidet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it worked. It
smells like you're drinking on it.
Yeah, but you got to make sure. I'm not an idiot. You have a separate tip for the one you use down there.
Of course,
separate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, chewing on wood, speaking of teeth, might do more than just break down your lunch. A new research suggests it could actually boost brain power by increasing levels of a natural antioxidant, which in turn may improve memory.
Now, does this count? Toothpicks count?
A recent study published in Frontiers in Systems Neuroscience explored how chewing different materials affect the brain and found that chewing on wood compared to chewing gum led to a significant increase in a brain antioxidant called glutathione.
This is amazing.
Or glutathione.
What about...
What are you chewing? Are you talking about toothpicks?
I go to the music store and buy saxophone reeds.
I'm being totally serious. The other day I was thinking about this. When I was a kid, like 6, 7 years old, I used to gnaw on my headboard.
Really?
Wow.
All right.
Wait, did you just like the feel of it?
I don't know why I did it, but I...
Chick's checking out.
Chicken said that's enough.
I may have to leave too.
It sounds like an insensitive word that like doctors would use for kids with developmental disabilities. Yeah, the kid's a real wood chewer.
You're right.
Maybe it was good for his memory. Do you have a good memory?
You got some comfort out of it.
Okay.
Wow, that is really interesting.
Really interesting.
Wouldn't there be bleeding gums and
chewing on wood?
Lip splinters?
Well, I don't think you're going out and breaking a stick off of a plant and chewing on it every day.
I love toothpicks. I've become a toothpick guy.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah.
In public?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Well, you chew on those coffee stirrers all day.
But he doesn't walk around the grocery store. I'll keep a toothpick in if I'm at the grocery store.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then do you like do the thing where you pry and then bing?
No. I just have it in my mouth.
Shoot what's left of that burger out under the... Is your mirror?
It couldn't have been a salad.
Did you guys know that when we're in here, we're also on TV? Did you guys know that? Yeah.
That's really interesting. That Ace
I used to gnaw on
his...
my headboard.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Was you, it like? Is it? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I have a question.
Okay.
Were you breastfed?
I don't know.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Hmm.
Josh,
was I breastfed? I believe so.
You don't know for sure.
I don't remember ever chewing my headboard, though.
I don't remember chewing my mom's boob.
Yeah, I'll have to ask her if I ever really gnashed down on
Ace did say gnaw.
No, yes.
And, but was it comforting? Do you remember anything about
it? Well, I used to sleep really weird. I would sleep with my head against the headboard.
Huh.
Like,
yeah.
And maybe I just got up
it.
And...
Yeah, maybe. Oh,
okay. Interesting.
Made you feel safe. That's okay.
Right, right.
Did it taste like anything? Like a stain? Or?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Hmm. People okay. suck their thumbs, he sucked on wood.
Okay.
RB. Yeah, I was ahead of my time leaving, wasn't I?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.